Hey, with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Lee Wood, General Manager of KUAF, as well as the host and producer of the KUAF Final Hour. You can hear that show Saturday evening at 5 on 91.3, Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 3. Welcome back, Lee.
Thanks for having me. I'm always impressed at how much information you have to say. Good job.
There's a lot there.
This week's Final Hour is just one of those good straight ahead, let's just pick through some records and just choose something and listen to it.
All right.
It's great. And my co-host is Brian Dickinson, who's the co-owner of Phoenix Records and Goods, which is in Fayetteville. And he literally brought a huge box of records, put it in between us, and we just got to flip and dig and pull out stuff that looked interesting. It's just, you know, one of the basic joys of having vinyl records. And then I learned so many things that I didn't know. So tell me what you know about the band Journey, Kyle.
I know that if you grew up in Arkansas and went to high school in the 1970s or 80s, you heard a lot of Journey.
A little inescapable.
And you either emerged a big fan or not.
Or not. Well, so what I learned about Journey is about the first incarnation of Journey before Steve Perry joined the band, and how those were members of Carlos Santana's band.
Yep.
And so we listened to some early Journey, which is amazing sounding. I had no idea. I guess I was just a couple of years or so later where I was like listening to Steve Perry do solo, you know, a thing. So Steve Perry was Journey to me. Well, no, there's a whole other life of Journey before he was in there.
If you went to Mountain Home High School from, say, 1979 to 1981, Journey and a Trans Am are inexplicably linked. Yes.
I kind of want to go back there.
No.
But we also listened to some new things. Jenny Lewis put out a record this year.
She was just in Springfield, Missouri this weekend.
She's going to be in Tulsa this week, maybe. Yeah. And Brian is a huge fan of that new record. So we listened to that. We have to listen to some Dead Kennedys because you just have to sometimes.
Okay.
So it's across the board. It's a good variety of music. And of course, he owns a record store. He has passion about it. There's stories about these records. And then hopefully somebody will learn something about music.
Saturday evening at 5 on 91.3. Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 3. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Kyle.